100 episodes.
Biggest Jack Bauer fan couple, with your peculiar couple, with your Waffle House filled couple, with your email compromised couple, with your turkey cob and chicken Caesar wrap filled couple, with your newly tattooed couple, with your drenched couple, with your fed up couple, with your chuffed couple, with your non-swinging couple, with your remembering couple, with your two dog couple, with your Utah bound couple, with your medicated couple, with your every which way but loose.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your centennial couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, March 25th, 2013.
And this is episode 100.
Shut your mouth.
100 episodes.
Did you ever think we'd reach 100?
Man, you asked me that.
I did.
On episode 5.
And what'd you say?
I said, yeah, I'll say that I feel like we would have made it to 100 episodes.
What did I say? Because I can't remember anything, so you know you got to help me out.
You said you thought we would.
Oh, I was lying, apparently. You know,
and then I said, now we can say we have a handful of episodes.
Yeah.
But now we can say we have 20.
No, we can't.
Handful of episodes.
No, we can't do that. That is something we cannot do.
Yep. So, welcome.
That's so awkward.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone.
What's going on, everybody?
We're here. We've been here 199 times before.
Yep, 99 times before.
99 bottles of beer on the wall.
99 bottles of beer. Take one down. Pass it around. 98 bottle beers on the wall.
98 comes before 99.
Right.
So that's kind of how the song goes. So we're here, and we have some stuff in the past.
Oh, yeah.
And we have some stuff in the present.
We do.
Do you want to talk about the present stuff?
You know.
Or the past?
I just want to just.
Or are you going to mix it up?
I'm just mix it up. We're not going to, you know, we're going to be all over the place today.
Are you going to take me off guard?
Probably. I don't think so. I don't know. So, at the beginning of the show, you may have heard that long spliced together audio of different couples. That was like a mix of. A majority of it was our first 20 or so episodes where audio was so horrible.
He's a little embarrassed.
And then it carries on into what we have now and everything.
I bet some people thought we were going to do all 99 episodes.
Oh.
That would have been horrible.
That would have been about 3 minutes.
Yeah,
yep, that would have been
people
about 3 minutes.
People would have turned off by then.
Yep, that would have been 3 minutes. I wouldn't have done that to anyone. Well, you know, everybody listens to it on 2X anyway. So
I know. I listen to all my podcasts on 1X.
Yep. So, want to say welcome to our chat room.
Hey guys,
we have a slew of folks here.
How much is a slew?
In country, that's country talk. Nah, I know everybody yelling. That ain't country talk. I don't know. We have what? A good number of folks, because my number count's not coming up, and I'm not going to go through and count them all.
You can't just count those. But it's like 10.
10. Woo! Three, that's what I'm talking about.
6.
That's
eight.
Who signed in.
No, it's 12.
So, thank you, live good listeners. You know, we have Bronco, Hando.
Someone just left.
You know, Mr. Ashy 3 Classy from the Black Astronauts Podcast, Tokador, Ever Studios, Punk Gopher Star Mode, Salmonatrix, Rusting Wheel Powder, and Uneds. Uneds, uneds, uneds.
Uns, undes, uns, undes.
So, what? I guess a lot of people are wondering, what are we planning today? So today, you know, we want to celebrate, you know, just the, you know, 100 episodes, And we want to thank you all for that. If you came at the beginning, the middle, the end, if you just started listening, just want to say thank you all so much for letting us share our lives.
As with boring you all. As they may be.
As boring as it may be, you know.
For some reason they kept coming back. And I still haven't figured out why.
Yeah. So just.
Maybe they're crazy. We are the crazy folks.
We the crazy ones. We so crazy. And we're doing a little special, you know. Yeah. I know we tweeted it out and we said something yesterday that we're going to actually have our Skype line open for folks to be able to call in.
Call me.
You can Skype me direct at LABOZQEC.
Do you know if you had an easy Skype name that it'd be easier to tell people to call you? I'm just saying.
You think so?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
So
that's out there. Just if you call in and I don't answer right away, just give me a second. I'll probably look over and see that you call. Call in. So one of the things that...
Sorry, you said a little desperate call.
No, it's no call in at all. So what we did, we went through some of our old episodes, and hold on, who we got here?
We got a call already.
Shut the front door. Who's that on the line?
It's me. It's Bronco.
Hi, Jeff. What is going
on, Bronco?
Hey, Jeff, I had to turn my sound down because you were freaking me out. I was getting this echo in my head.
Aren't I always echoing in your head?
Always.
Always. Congratulations on 100 shows.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Feels kind of weird.
And Jeff here, Jeff Sire from the Sci-Fi Tech Talk podcast. You can find him at scifitechtalk.com. He was one of our... one of our first guests on the show.
He was. He stuck with us.
He did. And not only that, I mean, this is the guy, when we went out to Nerdtacular, we met him in, was it Detroit?
Detroit, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, okay, meeting a Canadian in Detroit.
We did, didn't we?
Huh? Yeah, you know a drug deal was about to go down, right? You know, yeah. We was about to.
I had to hide it with you guys because, like, I was scared of being in Detroit. I'm like, killers.
I saw him and I was like, dude, that's the manliest man I've ever seen in my life.
We felt safe being around you, man, because it was like we were walking around with RoboCop. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, you have his presence, man. It's like, yeah, you mess with me and.
Yeah. So if y'all ever get a chance to meet Jeff or Bronco.
Make sure you give him a hug.
Because he totally loves hugs.
Yep.
He lives for them.
So how's everything been going?
Right now.
Huh?
My skin is crawling right now. Just people hugging me.
Are you already mentally preparing for Nerdtacular hugs?
I actually am. Because I know that there's certain people that as soon as they see me, they'll run at me and hug me.
Yep.
Samantha Jane and Renee, yep. There are two of them. So I'm like, okay, I'll have to get ready for that.
Right, and you know, I'm always gearing up for the what you mean, you people.
Yeah. Ready for that. The first time you said that, we were talking because I hadn't seen an iPad yet,
right?
And Kim Price had her iPad.
Oh yeah,
and she said, like, what do you mean you haven't seen it? And I just said, well, you people down here.
And I was like,
you guys got them a month, and right away, what do you mean, you people? For about a second, I was like, oh man, this guy's going to kill me. I'm just a dumb Canadian.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That was awesome. That was some good times, man.
It was
some
good times.
Good times for sure.
Can't wait till July.
So how's everything going over at Sci-Fi Tech Talk?
Very good. We did Blade Runner last week. Julie was away, so it was just Mike and I. And so it had been... That's the best thing about doing that podcast for me. I don't care if anybody listens to it because it gives me the opportunity to I watch something, read something, listen to something that I haven't done in a while or have never done, and then get to talk to somebody, you know, a couple other people about it. So I've really, really enjoyed doing that podcast.
Dude, I'm telling you, that's the thing that we've enjoyed so much with doing the 100 podcasts is that, you know, Renee and I get to sit down and talk. We say this all the time, you know.
And I think it's kind of neat because, like, with you guys, because you're just kind of like kind of documenting your week, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like an organized way to sit down and say, you know, what did we do this week to kind of take stock of your whole week and what you guys did. And
this is great because I forget everything. So now it's on tape.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like an old person would say, it's on tape, and I can always go back to it. So.
Yeah, stuff like this right here. Hold on. Here we go. Let's check this out.
For the taste, and I am.
Okay. Yes, this is gonna be way too loud.
No, but hold on. I'm trying some different settings.
Okay. I'm gonna play Plants vs. Zombies. Do it.
No, you're not gonna play Plants vs. Zombies, but you're gonna do a radio check with me.
This is pimento cheese.
I told you.
See, that's how he tells me, I told you so.
So on
sings it to me.
That was one of the episodes where we were supposed to do the pimento cheese stuffed jalapenos, right? And Kim Price told us pimento cheese. Renee swore up and down. Swore
up to the ceiling and down to the basement.
That she said pimento. Straight up pimentos.
I thought it was straight up pimento. Oh, like, this is weird. But okay, I'm gonna try it.
And so
it was nasty, by the way.
So we had tweeted her while we were preparing. We had tweeted at her, asked her, did she make pimento cheese or pimentos? And then while we were getting ready, she tweeted, and I just happened to be recording while we were setting up. And yeah, I got my little "I told you so" song in.
Yeah,
on
her, so. But I think we tried it anyway, didn't we?
We did because
it was horrible
because we didn't buy the cheese. So it was just like, we need to try this. You know,
now, I might be going out on a limb, but I think your audio quality has improved since
then. Dude,
maybe, possibly.
Yeah, definitely. That's one of the things that a lot of people will see if they can just stomach some of this stuff. Some of the stuff that we got.
Up to 17. It starts to get a little better.
Yeah. And then after that, that's when we got the mixer around 16, 17. And then I had to mess around with the whole compressor and everything else, and I finally got my hands on it and figured out how to work it. So yeah. But yeah, man. Well, shoot, thanks for calling in, man.
Okay. Well, it's good to talk to you guys, and congratulations once again.
Thank you.
We'll talk
to
you later.
See ya.
Bye bye.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Canadians.
Canadian? What do you mean, Canadian?
What do you mean,
Canadian? Don't even start. You know what I'm saying?
I love Canadians. They they say about and house and out.
Mm-mm.
They're awesome.
And let's see, what's this 100? So I have a bunch of stuff here. Stuff like
nom 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 noms. And he uses that at the most inopportune time.
I do. What?
Do you know that like 95% of the sound bites are me?
Not anymore. We kind of got some for me.
Mm.
I mean, we got stuff like, you can talk, son. You can talk. You may speak now.
That was awesome. Strumpet was on then.
Yeah.
Strumpet as a guest.
So when we started, we were going back and seeing when we actually started. And
started what?
Here, you know, this whole podcast thing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not even the podcast thing. The idea of at Valentine.
Yep.
Which, because that's where we started at.
Yeah,
we started with the idea of at Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, before that, it was the J&A blog.
I don't even remember that. This is like before we were married, the J&A blog. That just sounds
And it was a blog.
Tacky.
And J&A, because that's what everybody calls us.
It was horrible. I couldn't even think of a better name than that.
No, I did that, I think.
Oh, probably.
I think it, you know.
Oh, yeah, you did, because you wanted us to do something together.
I did.
Because I was doing my own blog, and you were like, we could do this together.
And I was doing my own blog, too. And it was just something that I thought would have been cool. I mean, and everything. Something to kind of, we could journal. Pretty much is what we're doing, you know. And so we started from that. To doing Valentine cast after we got married.
Yeah.
So the first bit of Valentine, J&A blog was like various IMs from me to her, from me to
stuff,
you.
It's
stuff that was just funny. You know what I'm saying? Right. And the stuff that we wanted to document. And then it went from that to
Valentine blog.
At Valentine is what we called it. AT Valentine.
Did we? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yep.
That was the dumbest idea we ever thought of.
And so
in hindsight,
so we decided to blog on different stuff like games, movies, foods.
Yeah, just talking about stuff we did on the weekend. Right. Just random stuff.
Right. And then, you know, not long after that, probably about not even six months, we said, you know what?
No, you said, yeah, you know what?
I said, I'm gonna do a podcast.
No one's going to listen to us. You realize this, don't you?
Yep.
I was like, no one wants to hear me talk about, you know, what I had for dinner last night. So.
Right.
But
we did. We did. And I'm trying.
They just stay around for your handsome face. That's all the reason.
No, your beautiful face.
Oh, my
gosh. And then for you folks that I'm going to kick up a intro here. This is some old school stuff. This was our original intro.
Yep. I remember that.
By good old Nate Scott.
Yep. Nate did our theme song for us. That's what we used for the first, I don't know, long time.
Yeah.
Until we got Pretty Lights.
July. Yep. I want to say. It was like July.
Jeff, it is 8-bit. He actually did a whole bunch of songs with like an 8-bit sound.
Yep.
So.
Yep. That was when Nate was doing 8-bit music specifically. He was on his, I think his, 8-Bit Me was his, was his, handle at that time, but he's moved on to, he was doing, death metal. He was doing
not
some,
my thing.
He was doing some of his original songs for death metal. And, I think it was like, some imperative initiative or something like that. And then he was doing dubstep.
I love how he went from 8-bit music to death metal to dubstep.
Well, he's
very diverse.
He's very diverse. He loves music, you know? So, but yeah, he totally enjoyed it. So, like I said, phone lines are open and everything else. So, but we're going to go ahead and jump right into a weekend wrap up.
The weekend wrap up.
And we'll take the calls whenever. So.
Or you don't have to call. So don't feel like you have to call.
What?
I have to say that.
Why?
Because I don't want people to feel pressured to call.
People don't feel pressured to call.
Anyway, it makes me feel better.
Okay. If it makes you feel, if it makes you feel better, Renee, that
so,
is fine.
So, this weekend, we have a place for people to stay when they come visit us.
Yeah. So we, one of the things we did this weekend was we got our, one of our guest rooms ready. And, we got, you know, one of those 3-inch memory foam toppers, mattress toppers to put on there.
Right.
And, got that set up and, got the folks, put in there. And, you know, we were pretty excited. My dad found out that my dad is going to be coming in and everything else. And we're, you know, just very, very, very excited about having him come in.
I am, but it also means I have to clean. Yeah. So I guess it's good because it prompts me to clean up.
Right.
When I don't feel like it.
Right.
Cause my in-laws are coming in. So.
Right.
You don't want your in-laws to think you have a dirty house.
So would you feel better if we have someone like Eric Snidmeyer from Utah to come visit first?
I would clean especially hard for any of my frog pants friends.
Really?
So, yeah.
So what is going on, Eric?
Hey guys, I suddenly felt so much pressure. I needed to go.
Oh man.
CJ, I should never let you say anything about anybody contacting us because you did pressure.
Right. So you feel the pressure, the call. Pressure.
See, no, I just wanted to call, say happy 100. I've been listening since, when I first learned of the podcast was not last night, Nerdtacular, but the one before.
Right.
And, Scott had you guys stand up and said, here's the Valentine's, showed up from the Valentine cast. And I'm like, oh, what's that?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then I started listening.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, man. I really appreciate that.
Yeah,
man.
It was nice to.
And I remember
see and meet you.
Yeah, man.
Last year.
Yep.
Yep. And then I remember you getting your hair cut.
And then, and then like me asking you 6 months later, oh, you got your hair cut.
That was hilarious. I was like,
you were like, yeah, it's been a little bit.
Right, right.
No, it's growing back slowly but surely. Oh, my daughter won't let me cut it.
Oh, really?
Like, I like your hair long, Teddy.
She did. I was in a little bit of trouble when I cut it.
Cool, cool. Well, you tell me.
I just want to say congratulations, guys. I'm looking forward to seeing you this Nerdtacular. I'm going to bring my wife this time.
Yay.
Awesome.
Great to see you. We're going to be hanging out at the hotel. We're staying there. So I'm sure we'll have a chance to say hello and hang out for a bit.
Nice.
All right. That sounds cool. Awesome.
Well, we'll be coming in on, what?
What's that?
We're coming Wednesday. In on Wednesday.
Coming yep. on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yep.
Cool. So. Sounds great. Well, I'll let you get back to weekend wrap up. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. See you. Bye bye.
Later.
So to prepare, yes, we got the mattress and the bed frame, and Jay put the bed frame together because he's awesome.
Right.
What was I doing?
No, you were cleaning up in the kitchen.
Oh,
I thought
maybe I was playing Tomb Raider. Or
something. No, you weren't playing Tomb Raider. You had already completed it.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about it. I know.
Why are you trying to jump the gun?
Because I'm all about making you nervous tonight.
So the room's all clean. We showed a picture to my sister and she said we would have to take the art that Scott Johnson did of Walter White down because it creeps her out.
right.
The eyes do kind of follow you when you're in the room. Well, it's kind of odd.
That's good. I mean, eyes in the picture always do follow you. That's, you know what? I need to look up one day how they do that. Or why is it looked that way? But yeah, so I'm sitting here trying to remember which. I don't know what this sound clip is here.
Well, then play it, and I guess we'll find out.
I have a sound clip here on the play.
What's it called?
100 Reasons for Podcasting.
What is that?
I don't know. Let's see.
Is it really going to be 100?
I don't know.
That's not us.
Huge. During on-call weeks, it's my prison. So, you know, I really enjoy... You know, right. Getting away.
Well, that's all you had to say.
But
bam,
this is the first time. This is not the first time we had this conversation, though.
Well,
and now
if you know me, but
you know what now?
What?
It is on record on episode 47 that the debate of how Jay is during our call is on record. We have it recorded, so now I can go back and say, "Babe, go back."
All right. So on that particular one, that was a discussion that Renee and I were having with one another about, well, not how I am on call. And we've had this conversation before, but she never could remember it. But now, see, this is one of the reasons why the podcast is good.
Because so I can look back and tell me I'm wrong.
Right.
This is the reason. See, like, you all think it's to tell you all how our day. No. This podcast is so Jay can point out, see, you were wrong. Back on episode 65. You said yada yada yada,
right.
And I can't dispute it. So,
what is going on, Mr. Classy?
Hey,
you're never wrong, Renee. Aww,
that's right.
Awesome.
That's right. So, how's it going, Aaron? We have Aaron here from the Black Astronauts Podcast.
Love that podcast
for real.
I just heard the one this morning, the most recent one.
Oh yeah, we talked about you in that one.
Yeah, I know. They talked about me.
I know.
Yeah, we all just wanted to tell y'all, you know, happy 100th.
Yeah, awesome, thank you. Yeah, it's and I can't wait for you all to get there. Y'all are almost at 10.
You guys have a handful.
Yeah, we have almost a handful.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's pretty awesome. Yeah, so just keep going with that. Don't stop, because
yeah, man.
I think I've never heard a podcast like your all's. So really?
Right.
Well, that's a compliment, because I've never heard a podcast like y'all. So. But that that's a good thing.
Definitely.
I wanted to tell y'all, thank you for being my podcast mentors, you know, and actually letting me steal Jay away for a minute so I could always ask some crazy questions. And for you, Renee, for supporting us. So,
no problem. It's my pleasure.
Definitely, y'all, big deal. And y'all going to be doing another 100. We're going to have y'all on the show eventually, too, just, you know, to keep that in mind. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That sounds awesome. We will definitely be there.
Yeah, we look forward to it. And we're going to have We're going to have you on the show too, man. So.
And it won't be any, you don't have to worry about any filters, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Man, we get to like really let loose. Oh, yeah. It's going to be awesome.
It'll be nice. It'll be nice to let loose. Because I'm actually going to play a clip here pretty soon about how the pre-show goes sometimes.
Okay. Well, I can just imagine.
I don't know which one. He has tons, apparently. It's
the Caesar chicken salad one.
Oh, okay.
Well, all right. Well, man, tell the fellas we said what's up, and we'll catch you later, all right?
No doubt, no doubt. Y'all be safe.
All right, you too.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Oh, people like us.
Yep. So that was Mr. Aaron.
Oh, his podcast is so good.
We talked about it before on Podcast of the Week. It's a podcast called Black Astronauts. And those fellas, it's four guys, four intelligent black men. I'm doing a podcast. It's almost like sitting in a, think of just sitting at the barber shop with a bunch of fellas and you just talking about everything from politics, games, music, and it comes from the African American perspective.
Yep.
Or the black perspective.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's awesome because, you know, they're kind of like us and,
right.
And they're thinking and everything. So that's right. Pretty cool.
And it's not for the faint of heart either. So, no. So you don't want your kids listening to it. So make sure you got your earbuds in or your kids are asleep.
Yeah. And if you're easily offended, don't listen to it.
Right. But I say give them a listen. There's some good stuff out there. So here's one of the reasons why he said I want to worry about a filter. This is back with me trying to do, one of our titles.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your turkey cob and Caesar chicken Caesar mother God damn it. I knew this was going to happen. I damn knew it was going to happen.
Oh, God. This is so
oh, my God. I laughed so hard.
So, yeah, I definitely had to edit that stuff out. And for Mo for himself, one of our listeners is from California. I remember the first time I actually dropped the F-bomb on the podcast mid-show, and I had to figure out how to censor it out. And I actually put in the the censor beat, right? And apparently I blew Mo's eardrums out. Oh,
because you had the censor beep like super loud.
I had it real loud. I did not know. And then all he did, he didn't say anything to me. Mm-hmm. He tweeted and was like, something like he had to pull his headphones out and he was just like, listen to the podcast and suddenly had to pull my headphones out or something like that. And I was like, were you listening to my podcast? He was like, yeah. I was like, sorry about that. So I found the trick how to, you know, kind of do the little radio reverse and then phaser, even though you could hear the damn it part in there.
Yeah.
But the big F-bomb thingy,
it's
you
awesome.
couldn't really hear in there. And again, you know, so that's kind of what we did this weekend. Taking it back, got the room ready, did some cleaning up, played some games and whatnot, and kind of relaxed. So, we're not going to go into the technology this week. I'm going to save a few things that I do have, which
I know you had any. Oh,
which I will show here on this lovely screen. It is a G600 MMO gaming mouse. Ooh, yeah.
It just showed up one day. I was like, what the heck is this? Look, he just bought a mouse. No lie. Like 3 weeks ago.
I did. So, but I'll be giving a review on that because I haven't had time. And then also a review on a RF extender for our remote control so that we can watch TV in here. And our cable box is in the other room, and we still can control the TV. So, but we're going to jump right into some media.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Media. Movies, books, comics, TV.
All right, I need to turn on. Yeah.
I need to do something.
What turned me down? But go ahead.
Guess what we went above and beyond our movies by chance. Not only did we watch our pick for this week, Daddy Daycare.
Parlay.
We also watched Ape to Man.
We did watch Ape to Man.
Which is a documentary about how we went from apes to man.
Right.
Pretty much. And it had a great information.
Mm-hmm.
And already knew this, but a lot of people didn't.
Right.
The Neanderthal is not our ancestor, like a lot of people think. They were actually around the same time as humans. Humans actually wiped out all the Neanderthal man. So, right. Yeah. So I thought it was pretty cool. It was really awesome. And Daddy Daycare, I had my doubts.
You had your doubts.
I did.
You were listening to Jeff. You know what I'm saying? But seriously, when we wrote for it, when the first thing he said was like, who put that on your list?
I was like, cause, you know, he has some questionable comedy sometimes, and I thought that was one.
Right, right. I mean, I understand, but I will say I knew that Daddy Daycare was the part of his pinnacle of family movies.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably the pinnacle of family movies. And then it kind of started, you know, he had Shrek, then Shrek 2.
Shrek was good.
Shrek was good.
You got to have Shrek up there. He was Donkey. Okay. Come on.
But he would not where he's the main.
The main man.
You know what I'm saying?
He was kind of, I mean, he almost.
He was supporting. You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about where starring, bam, front man, Eddie Murphy. You know what I'm saying? And he probably was in Shrek too, as Donkey. He was.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about where it was like, you know, him.
He was the star.
He was the star. Right. It was, you know, and I'm not discounting Regina King. She's great also. But that was kind of like the pinnacle. And then you had, I think the Haunted Mansion one.
Yeah, I never saw that one.
That one was pretty good as well. You know, a little scary for the kids. It wasn't as good as Daddy Daycare. It wasn't as good as Daddy Daycare.
But then I had my doubts of Daddy Daycare.
But it started going down fast.
I liked it because he wasn't like over the top. Like he can be sometimes and you're like, okay, look. But, it was plot was good. I mean, you know what was going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And it starred Angelica Houston, who's amazing actress, of course. And it is what it sounds like. It's a movie about daddy's doing daycare, but it's pretty cool how it comes along.
Yeah.
So,
and you were waiting for
the low point.
The low point of the show, and you thought it was going to be lower. Then, you know, that's when I kind of said, well, babe, it wasn't going to be lower because.
Do you know how movies go? Like, they'll be, you know, struggling, and then they'll be at the peak of their, you know, greatness, and they'll drop really low, and then they'll come back up, because that's how movies go. But they didn't go that low, I guess, because kids would cry.
Right.
If really bad stuff happened.
Right.
So.
So it wasn't where, you know, folks were, they was trying to keep it, they didn't want to go too low, because you remember when we went up to see the Butts?
Yes.
And we were watching Wreck-It Ralph.
You were watching Wreck-It Ralph.
I was watching Wreck-It
Ralph.
Don't
you spoil it.
But there are parts in there where it gets kind of low. And the little kids, I mean, you know, eight, you know, no one over the age of eight, you know, and some of them are taking it rough. And then the 8-year-old, in order for her to handle what's going to happen, she spoils the end of the movie so that she could deal with what's going to happen.
Oh, I'm so glad I wasn't there. I would have gave her the evil eye. I don't care how old you are. No. Evil eye.
Well,
age, I do not discriminate.
But the funny part was, it was the 5-year-old that told her that she needs to stop spoiling the movie.
Because she does.
It was hilarious. It was just great.
I understand why she did it, though.
Right. So
I still would give her the stink eye. But,
I was like,
I would have hugged her and told her that I loved her. But still, I would give her the stink eye.
Don't spoil it. I did nudge a little bit. I was like, don't spoil it. Just spoil the movie. But I understood why she was doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you have some dice here.
I have some dice. I have some D&D dice that have gotten no play.
And we have to thank Jeff. We give Jeff a lot of crap.
We do.
You know, I have to thank Jeff because he fixed our rolling. You know what I'm saying? He pointed out what we were doing wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because we were rolling
a D29 times.
A D29 times.
And then dividing by nine. It was,
and he was like.
And we were always eating like in the 80s and 90s.
He was like,
and,
well, you know why you're getting to the. I don't mean to sound like a dick, but I think that's one of my favorite.
Oh, it was so funny. I learned something that day. That was one of my favorite emails. So this is better. We get lows and highs.
Right.
So apparently it is a high today.
All right.
We have 125. Please let it be good. Please let it be good. Please let it be good. Please let it be good.
And so while I'm doing this.
Oh, sorry. I forgot you got to count now because Netflix is stupid.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And let me
hopefully
pull it over
good.
One more.
If it's not, I'll be super sad. And I hope it's not a horror movie. A horror. I can never say that word. Horror. I have to say it like that or.
You don't want to be a whore?
A horror movie. It's so awful. Slowest count. 11.
Yep. 22. Kissing Jessica Stein.
Ooh.
This sounds like a what you call it movie?
A rom com?
No, it sounds like a movie from one of your from the recommendals.
Well, read the things so I know what it's about.
Jessica is a single, straight, successful New York journalist who, like most of her female friends, has had a history of dating creeps. Male creeps. But when she's asked an intriguing personal ad from Helen, Jessica finds herself intensely drawn to her. As Jessica explores this new side of her sexuality, the two begin a friendship that ultimately leads to romance.
Oh, this is a movie about exploring your sexuality. This is going to be an awesome movie.
Oh, man.
It's being true to yourself.
Fellas, you know I'm down with this.
Oh, come
man.
On.
Girls,
see?
Girls making out. Mm-hmm. It's going to be all right.
And I hate you so much. See, now it's like, I don't know if you should watch this. But
see,
that's okay.
See, that's going to make you think about what you put on this list.
No, actually, no, because, I mean, it's kind of hot when two girls make out.
You know,
I will admit, yeah. But I probably won't be thinking that way when I'm watching the movie.
A realtor says so. It's a horror movie.
It is. And Hondo said, Pretty Woman, the best horror movie ever. And he is so correct.
Yep.
Freaking love Pretty Woman.
Yep. Yep.
That was great horror movie.
Yep.
So that's first. So we're definitely gonna watch that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
We are, aren't we? And we have to get back on track.
And that was from 2011. And let's see here. We have. Let's see. Where is it at? Oh man, Movies by Chance. I know a lot of people may remember this, but here we go. This is the first time that we have it chronologized. We have it recorded here. The first time that we failed at Movies by Chance. I got the levels right. All right. So we have a confession.
This is a first.
This is not going to be a habit. We did not manage to do Movies by Chance this week.
Mm-mm, we didn't do it. Oh, collective's grown.
Yep. So
there was so much stuff to do. And so we said it wasn't going to become a habit. Those fateful words proved so wrong. As Jeff liked to tease us, I think there was one stretch like 2 months we didn't watch a movie. It was pretty bad.
That was episode 41, and it just after that we just didn't do it for a while. I remember that.
Yeah,
we had an excuse because
what was our excuse?
5 weeks later was when we bid on the house. So it was episode 41.
No. So we didn't watch a movie in those 5 weeks up until then.
Yeah, because we were packing and everything else.
No, we bid. You said we bid on the house?
We bid on the house, but babe,
like
you
after or before?
Episode 41.
Right.
Was during the holidays.
Right.
Okay. So that was during the holidays.
We didn't even decide we were going to bid yet.
Yo, babe.
What?
Yes, we had.
We had?
Episode 41.
We didn't bid till.
Listen. Episode 41 was the holidays. Okay, that was Christmas.
Okay.
The weekend after that was New Year's.
So
your family wants to do stuff all that time.
So we didn't do
show. We probably didn't do a show.
Mm, probably.
We probably did a show, but we didn't have time to watch anything because your want to be over for your folks' house.
What does this mean? What does this
we're gonna be over there
thing mean?
And so, and then the 2 weeks after that, that's when we were having the whole discussion about we were getting stuff prepared because you did want to bid on a house. Because we wanted to move because the apartment, I was done. We were done. And so we started going, filling out applications and calling people and everything else. We got busy with house shopping. And then 5 weeks after that, episode 41, so that's 42, 43, 45, 46, four episodes.
I know you're trying to make me feel better.
No, four episodes, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then we bid on the house.
Right.
And we were packing before we bid it on the house.
Because Renee did not want to be like it was when we moved from our first apartment. We were moving things, stuffing stuff in trash bags at the last minute. I said, never again.
Right.
So. But, yeah, that's still no excuse. We could have taken an hour and a half, 2 hours out of our week.
No, we couldn't because you wanted to get stuff off the DVR, babe.
Oh, my gosh, the DVR.
You were tripping. You were tripping.
I was tripping off the DVR. I was like, the cable has to be there as soon as we get there.
Yes. I had to pay for a day of cable at both places.
Because I needed overlap. So, y'all hush it up. We gotta go on to the next.
What was the next?
What do we watch? We're gonna talk about Vince and Tamar.
Oh God!
A lot of people don't even know about this.
Well, you know it's Tamar and Vince.
Tamar and Vince. Vince and Tamar.
You know,
it doesn't matter anyway.
Get your life,
Tamar. Tamar is Tamar Braxton, the youngest sister of the Braxton family. Some of you may know Toni Braxton, really good R&B singer. She was really popular in the 90s. For those of you all who don't know,
right,
go to Google. But the Braxtons had a reality show called the Braxton Family Values. And I'm a reality show junkie, but this one was really good. Right. It was really awesome. It was about five sisters.
Mm-hmm.
So Tamar's the youngest, and she is like, out there.
Right.
She's loud. She interrupts everybody. She wants to be the center of attention. She can sing really well, but man. So she was getting so much attention from everybody.
Her mouth has no filter.
Her mouth has no filter. She says whatever the
crap she wants. It goes straight from brain to mouth.
So she's married to a rich record executive.
Yep.
And
Vince Herbert.
Herbert.
Yep. Yep.
So they did a spinoff show called Tamar and Vince.
Because Tamar need her own show.
Yeah, and but Jay says it's a little bit too much Tamar.
It is,
but because she's kind of out there. But I like it. Makes me see how rich people live. They just go shopping for cars, go shopping for shoes. It's pretty funny.
And then last week we picked up Gears of War Judgment because the guys from Grumpy Old Men After Dark do show with. We all decided to do a co-op. Renee is our fourth.
Oh my gosh. So I'm not even your fourth. I'm just your weight. I'm your ball and chain.
No, you're
is
not.
What I am.
Yes, no,
I am.
Not.
All right. So after every board, you know, you get the stats and everything that show up at the end. Right. I'm never on there.
Yes, Jay, you are.
I am on there for cover. For being in cover.
For revives.
For hiding.
But for revives. You get the most revives.
Deaths. I've been on there for deaths before.
I've been on there for most deaths.
So, I am really crappy. But it's kind of fun playing with the guys.
Right.
They're
so,
pretty cool. So,
it makes me wish we had a second Xbox.
Oh my gosh, it's split screen. I hate it.
It's forced.
We should just go buy another Xbox and a PlayStation.
No. I said that last week.
I'm kidding, because it's a lot of money.
See, don't say that. Don't say that. Don't get me all hyped up and excited.
You.
That was a tease. I mean, I bet you everybody I'm going to go back and watch that. 43 minutes. I got to remember that. 43
what?
Minutes. Because I want to go back and watch my face because
you're excited.
My eyes lit up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's like.
I'm really sorry.
It's like when your dad told you you're going to get a dog for Christmas and then he ended up getting you like the robo dog. Or something like that. And then, this past weekend was PAX East.
Yep.
And Gearbox Software announced the new DLC. Well, they announced the new DLC.
Well, they really announced the new character, Vault Hunter.
Yep.
The new Vault Hunter.
Yep.
And it was awesome. It's a freaking psycho.
Yep, you get to play as a psycho Bennett.
It's so, I was so excited. Like, at first, when we heard it was a melee dude, we were like, meh, I'm not going to play that. But then we saw it, I was like, dude, you have, like, your health is almost always super low.
You
have to kill people to get health back. And your teammates can shoot you for you to get health back. I was like, oh, I want this. So
you can set yourself on fire.
But he's not coming till May.
Right.
I'm so. It's not fair.
And then the new DLC is coming out at the end of June. Which
they did a teaser, though.
They did a teaser, and it looked like it had Tiny Tina in it.
It looks like it's a Tiny Tina one. And I about. No, I fell out on the floor excited because you don't know how much I love Tiny Tina.
She literally.
I was like, oh, it's Tiny Tina.
And she fell on the floor.
I did. And my dogs were going crazy. I was like, ah.
Yep.
Because Tiny Tina, that's my girl.
Yep.
They should do a Tiny Tina game. I would play that over and over, just to let you know. Gearbox, heard that?
Yep.
There's money in that.
And then also, if you do have Borderlands 2, there is a shift code that expires today.
So use it.
So go out to Gearbox Software on Twitter.
Oh, and they're raising the level cap.
Yep.
To everyone.
From 50 to 61.
And they're having Ultimate Vault Hunter mode.
Yep.
So
everybody gets to level more.
Yeah. We need to play more. Meh.
Hey, I'm down.
We don't have enough time.
I know. And then Blizzard also announced at PAX East on Friday their new free-to-play game that is going to be like a trading card game, but online, kind of like Magic the Gathering. Blizzard's, it's called Hearthstone.
I was a little less enthused.
Because you don't like competition.
I would have to play against someone. But SJ assured me that even if I don't like competition, I probably still like it.
Okay.
But I probably won't get to find that out for years because you know that it's going to be in development forever.
Well, no, they said it'll be here, not your standard Blizzard soon. They said normal time soon. So I think it's going to be here. So, and then if you check our website, we're actually going to be doing, blog posts more regular, now, aside from just posting about shows and stuff like that coming up, we're actually going to put posts up.
I am committed.
And, we're going to go back to our roots of what we used to do, you know, where we would blog and then it'll be like a conversation, a written out conversation between Renee and I. Renee gives her aspect of a point. I give my aspect of the point and we kind of go back and forth and we share that with you all in between shows.
Yeah. So we just did a deep, discussion on, Square Enix is putting out an HD version.
Yep.
Of Final Fantasy X and Final Fantasy X-2. Who's excited?
Renee's excited.
And, and I can't wait for Jay to experience it because 10 was groundbreaking. That's the first time I had voice acting.
And the reason I'm excited about it is because, I mean, I get to play it in HD. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really am happy about these developers. I mean, like, even Microsoft Studios putting out, Age of Empire
HD.
2 HD. You know what I'm saying? I bought that because I never got to play it back then. You know, and they can make a killing on bringing some of these games back.
Oh,
just for me to go back and play.
Great graphics.
I mean, because, you know, we'll leave the post out there for you to read, but go check out that post that we had because, you know, I didn't get to live in the Final Fantasy days. I mean, I was in college and had a kid and working, so I didn't have time to play games, sadly, but now I do. We also, this weekend, since we beat Tomb Raider, and then we finally did the 100% completion.
Done with everything. All the little things that we had to collect. Right. Done.
And we even did some multiplayer.
Oh, my God. Jay insisted that I try it, because on last podcast or on the GoMad show, I said I was not going to do it, period. But Jay made me.
Well, you experienced it, and didn't you get a trophy for it?
Yeah, I got a trophy for it. But
and that was enough.
It stresses me out.
But you were doing, Renee was doing great.
It stresses me out.
But you were doing good. Like, you were, when they would get you down, you would shoot them stress. While you were down and they would die.
Stress.
It was awesome. It was awesome. But we played Lego Lord of the Rings. We got we got a few hours of that in this weekend.
Jake never wants to play games with me.
What? So. That's a lie. That is a lie, and you know it.
We haven't played that game since Christmas.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we've been playing other stuff. I mean, well, we just finished Borderlands, and we got that in September.
Yeah. That's because Mop came out.
And we have Dead Space 2. Not Dead Space 2, but Dead Island.
We have, oh, yeah.
That we were going to co-op. That we haven't. And we were listed as shows, and it was a long time ago.
Lego Pirates of the Caribbean.
Lego's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Never finished that.
Never finished that.
We're never going to get done with everything.
Yeah, we are.
Aw. Well, that made me smile. Aw, you're so sweet.
We are going to get done with them all.
That just makes my heart do pitter-patter.
You just want to touch your chest.
Turn me on because you said it would do everything.
All right, y'all. That's the show.
But, so yeah. So, what was
so,
the oh, yeah.
Bioshock Infinite is coming out. And
Jay got suckered in.
I got suckered in. I was not going to get it, but I had already beat Tomb Raider. And I was like, I'm not going to get it. What did I do? I went out and I checked Steam, and it was like, you get the rewards. So apparently if you purchase it, pre-purchase, you get XCOM also.
See, your problem was you went out to Steam. There was your problem.
It was.
Right there.
It was. So I went out and I saw that I get a copy of XCOM also. So I was like, two games. Oh my God.
Yeah, and if it was a game that I wanted, I would have buckled under the pressure.
And XCOM is one of the games that I've been waiting to go on sale. And hey, and it went on sale.
Because I said, look, I am not going to buy another game that I'm not going to play for 2 years when it's going to be like $10. Right. So I'm not going to do it unless I really, really, really want the game. So that is my plan. And I'm still on Bioshock 1, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, I'm going to play this. I'm still on Bioshock 1, but I think I'm going to play Infinite first. Tomb Raider's completed. We got Legos to work on.
Yep.
And I think, is that going to be our co-op game for now?
Yes. And Borderlands.
Oh, that's right. We have to finish up on Borderlands.
We're going
to
intersperse Borderlands in there.
Oh, Warcrush is in the room. What's going on?
He's been in there. Hey. I talked to him.
And we have Dark Anders. A lot of folks out there. So,
okay.
Let's go ahead and jump into a little bit of food.
The fridge is not prepared.
All right.
Jay did awesome.
I did.
On his weight loss.
So, this past week, I lost.
I didn't change the week.
I lost 1.6 pounds. For a total of 91.2 pounds.
That's awesome.
You still have maintained?
I maintain. No gaining for me, even though we've had our splurge days.
Good job. Awesome. And so a total, grand total weight loss for us both is 176.8. That number
getting
is
getting really close to 200.
That number is ticking up slow, babe.
I'm sorry. I
carry so much. Nah, I'm playing.
You're carrying the weight of the whole team.
Bra-pa. Okay. All right. Well, we have a try this.
Yes. We have our series of try this, and I'm so glad we do.
From the down under.
From the down under. We come from a land down under. Hold on. Okay. Well, nothing.
I'm looping this music.
Oh, okay. So, Lita is the one that sent these treats to us. And we have Cadbury biscuits with the Cadbury chocolate base. And biscuits, as some of you all might not know,
are cookies.
So, you can go first.
All right.
And then I'll be following you along because it's chocolate, so... Need to hurry it on up because you know I have a problem.
That's good. Go ahead.
Because I'm a female and females love chocolate.
Yeah, females love sugar. Let me get a little bite you took. Yeah.
I'm trying to make it last. Shut up. It's very sweet. It's good though.
It is very good.
We noticed that other countries, their sweets are super sweet.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not complaining. It's good. Thanks, Lita.
Yeah.
So this was the vanilla one. So we're going to have a chocolate one next week.
Huh.
Nom.
Oh. And while we're going to try this, I'm going to fade this out here. I'm gonna share a little bit here from Renee didn't turn the phone off, but I'm going to share a little bit. One of our first try this that we did.
Hey, I don't call you out when you don't turn off something. So I don't want to hear
it. Smells horrible.
I would go to that corner.
Okay, I go to the least saturated corner. Here goes.
All right. Oh, she took a big bite. Oh my gosh, she took a big bite.
Oh my god, horrible!
That was from episode 005.
It was Marmite. And it was the worst idea that we've ever had. That is the nastiest try this. The nastiest. I think the most surprising was the stuff from India. Little chips from India.
The potato sticks?
Yeah. I didn't think it was going to be good, but they were.
Yeah.
So our very first try this.
And what was up with the music? What was I thinking when I chose that music?
What?
It's like.
Oh, I don't know.
Listen.
It smells horrible.
It's like we were in a rave. Like or like glow fist pumping like on a Jersey Shore. That's so funny. So our first try this was episode 2 with peanut butter stuffed jalapenos.
Right.
Jalapeno.
And jalapeno. did I copy that one out?
Probably not.
You sure?
We're going to go on. The first recipe that I ever featured was creamy chicken and biscuits and French toast muffins. That was episode 1. See, I was bringing food to y'all from the beginning.
Hey, bae.
What?
There was a lot of boobs. Tons of boobs.
Me?
Tons of boobs. I love that little clip. I asked him to isolate that, and he did because he's awesome.
I guess I didn't do the jalapeno one.
Well, okay.
Aww.
The first podcast of the week was episode 2. It was Coverville. The first movie. All right. So the first Movies by Chance didn't happen until episode 32. And the very first movie was The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
With Nicolas Cage.
We were rolling a D20. 8 times. It was nuts.
This is going back to the whole Rashida Jones thing.
The naming the show after the couple type happened at episode 2. So we've been doing a lot of this stuff since the beginning.
Yeah.
So all right. Pretty awesome.
Cool. Thanks for that rundown of the history of Valentine. Cast.
Yeah. Because.
Odds and ends.
All right, so we are in odds and ends, where we're gonna be talking about birthdays and whatnot.
Yep.
So, I know today's birthday is Miss Emily Wood.
Happy birthday. Day to
and,
you.
Raxel's birthday is today as well.
Yep. And Juliet's birthday is Tuesday.
It is.
Happy birthday.
And wait for it. Teedra's birthday is Friday.
Ooh, I love me some Teedra.
Teedra. Happy birthday, girl.
Happy birthday. And then Saturday, look at all the birthdays we
I
get.
Know.
Saturday, it is Tetsimi's birthday.
It is.
Happy birthday, Tetsimi.
And not only that, but Sunday is Tim's birthday. Rock Tim from Denver.
Yes, remember him.
Yep, his birthday.
Are you ready to ride? That's so funny. That's the first thing I think of when I think of him.
Yep.
So March is a busy month for birthdays. We know parents were getting it on about 9 months ago.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think. I mean, this is 9 months after the summer. So people getting their groove on during the summer. Having the kids like in March, you know what I'm saying?
I'm a March baby. My parents were getting it on in the summer.
My folks was, you know, it was like a fall love.
It was
making.
Like getting a little cool. Yep. They got snuggled up by the fire. That's how you were conceived. But
so if you have a birthday and stuff like that and we don't follow you on Facebook, just email us and let us know. I mean, because you'll get a reaction like this.
It's Buxley's birthday this week.
It's whose birthday this week?
It's Buxley's birthday this week.
It's whose birthday this week?
It's Buxley's birthday this week.
Buxley's birthday.
So happy. So pre.
So yeah. So that was that. Buxley's birthday is not this week.
No, this it's not. This was
this is just a clip out. Yeah. You know, so nobody run out and
tell him happy birthday.
Tell him happy birthday.
And Punk Gopher and his mom both have a birthday on Saturday. So oh. She had you on her birthday.
That's awesome.
I would hate that.
How? Why?
Because he wouldn't get any presents.
Why wouldn't he?
No, the mom wouldn't get any presents.
Oh, you talking about you would hate to be the mom?
Yes.
Well, he's the present himself.
He is. He's the biggest and stinkiest birthday present ever.
It's my birthday. It's the best present ever. It poops and pees and pukes all over me.
For free.
For free. So, I guess we're going to have to put this to rest, everybody.
Podcast of the week.
Because Renee has requested that we switch this segment to who?
Pick of the week.
Well, you wanted my voice in it.
So this is the pick of the week, and it has his sexy voice in it, just like I requested.
Yeah.
I guess if I ask nicely, I get things.
So that was a little low, but
pick of the week.
Well, you wanted my voice in it. So you get a little snarky at the end.
You get snarky with me.
I do. Well, you wanted my voice in it.
Do you have a pick, or were you just debuting?
I was just debuting our pick it. Of the week? You know, we just
I don't have one this
week. We're having a moment of silence for a podcast of the week. Okay. And
that doesn't mean we still won't do podcasts.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a wide variety of things. I don't have any one in particular that I've been gaga over.
Right.
So
we had, you know what? I'm going to try this.
Do you have any more awesome clips? Because you didn't play a lot. Hold on. I'm very disappointed.
Oh.
That is loud.
Oh, sorry, everybody. So loud. Ooh. Yeah.
They're going to stop listening to us now.
I mean,
what's his Kenan? Name?
Yeah, I can be. I could have. I could have.
Keenan and Kel?
Yeah, I could have totally just blazed that trail right for him. I could have been the role in Fat Albert. Hey, hey, hey. Woohoo.
Hey, don't ask us why he said the woohoo after Fat Albert. I have no idea.
Yep.
And he doesn't either.
And I'm sorry for blowing y'all's eardrums out. Mm. So, and we're looking here. So we have some other clips that we like to play. Oh, this is one of the reasons why Renee doesn't man the Audacity recordings or anything else. You keep laughing because the lines keep going up, so okay. You keep laughing. So Renee can't watch the Audacity. She can't watch the recording lines because they jump up and down.
Every time I laugh, and so it makes me laugh harder.
Right. She'll see them jumping up and down when she's laughing, and she'll just keep laughing because she sees them jumping up and
it's
down.
So funny. So I can't ever really do it. The lines, it's just funny.
Yep.
Who knows? I'll be amused by lines.
And then Renee also liked this one.
And I started playing it, and oh my gosh, why did I not stop it?
It was, I don't know, it was like a train wreck you couldn't look away from.
It was.
Jay's face was mortified. There were a lot of penile body modifications.
I love that without context, that sounds so weird.
Penile modifications.
We were watching a movie called, I think, Pierced.
Yeah, it was one of those.
And we thought it was just going to be about, you know, simple little piercings, but they went, there were a lot of penises on that screen.
Yep,
there were. And with like little balls inside. Yeah, it was bad.
And so we have some voicemails also. What?
People called in.
So let's go ahead and start with our first voicemail that we got.
Hello, Jay and Renee. It's Strumpet here. Congratulations on 100 episodes. I'm excited to hear it. I'm excited you guys are still going. And, yeah, thanks for making my Tuesday mornings, because that's when I listen. Hope you're having a great show and looking forward to the next 100. Bye.
Aww, that was Strumpet.
That was Strumpet.
Who happened to guest on episode 50?
I'm glad that you remember the episode name because your wife is horrible.
No, I remember because we we didn't celebrate 50. We celebrated 52.
Because Jay's very anal.
Well, I have an anus, but, and then our next, our next voicemail is from, Mo.
Valentine's. Happy 100 episodes. This is Mo. That's all I have. All right. Bye.
I wonder if Mo's going to Nerdtacular this year.
I hope you are, man.
I hope I see him again. I don't
see why he wouldn't. He's got to come.
He's a crazy dude. Like, when I met him, he's the most animated little dude that I've ever met. But, and I was like, whoa, this dude's excited. But he's really fun.
Right.
So, yep. I hope he's there.
Yep. And then we have our last voicemail here from Bronco himself.
It's Jeff Sire from the Sci-Fi Tech Talk podcast and at Bronco Sire on Twitter. And I just wanted to say congratulations to Renee and JJ on their 100th podcast of the At Valentine podcast. And I'd like to let them know that I'm looking forward to the next 100. Congratulations.
Aww. Oh, he's like, man, a big teddy bear.
He is. So
it's like a little squeezable, huggable teddy bear.
Thank you all for celebrating.
Yes.
With us. And oh, I did find the jalapeno.
Oh, okay. You can all right. So, I know you. That's one of your favorite ones.
Well, it's kind of long too.
Well, then.
What?
You can play it if you want.
It's probably long.
How long?
I don't know.
Oh God.
Let's see. Hold on. Let's see.
Chicka chicka.
20,000.
No. Did you get it?
No, I just have 8,000.
Why you only have 8,000? Jalapeno, peanut butter stuff, jalapeno.
You almost said it again.
Jalapeno, peanut butter stuff, jalapeno.
I think you're being louder than you normally would, though.
So this, Jay likes to sing along with the music. And I would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to all of our guests that have been on.
Yes.
And we hope we don't forget anybody. And if we do, we apologize.
Yep.
Thanks to Jeff Bronco Sire.
Yep.
Thanks to Strumpet. She's amazing.
Yep. Thanks to Elijah. Thank you, Kim and Deidre Crocker. Thank you, Buxley.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
Daryl.
Thank you, Scott Johnson.
Thank you, Reggie and Dana.
Yeah.
So if we forgot about you, I really apologize, but
I don't think we did.
And my memory's bad, so don't feel bad if I forgot. So, but Jay has no excuse.
And we're looking forward to having other people on.
Yeah. So if you want to be on, just send us an email and we'll schedule something. We like having guests on.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, and a special shout out to Chase from Louisville. What is going on? He contacted me this week and he's got a little something working in the back with some podcasts and stuff. See, so
that's awesome.
So he needs a little help, as Aaron has said. Mm-hmm. Got another person trying to want a little help with getting stuff set up.
We will help anybody. Podcasting is a great thing that almost anybody can do now. So.
Oh, and guess what? We have an email.
We do.
That came in from Nikki. Nikki says, "Hi, Renee and Jay. Congratulations on your 100th episode. What a super milestone. I am so bummed that I can't be in the chat room listening to you all to celebrate. Maybe for 200. Big hugs. Nikki in Nashville."
Aw, I love Nikki. We actually met her at a meetup once. So. Right.
Well, twice. Because twice. They drove up to...
They did.
Yep, they did.
I have a horrible... Thank
you. A minute. Did she drive up?
Mm,
they were going to, and I think something happened.
Oh, because we were...
Oh, no, that was Boovie.
When we had our meetup.
At BD's.
At BD's, and she wasn't able to be there. She wasn't there.
Maybe she was, and it was Boovie that couldn't.
No.
Nikki, remind us. I think
if you were there,
I think you. I think she did come.
Man, we used to do meetups back then. Now, it takes work. I don't want to do that work. So
yeah, man. If y'all folks in Louisville, hit us up. We you know, if you're not a creeper or a stalker or anything like that, we can all go out and eat and hang out.
Yeah.
But if you want to write us,
I like people.
If you want to write us, where can they do that?
Hold on. I'll tell them in a second. You can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. And if you want to see our blog, show notes, little updates, you can go to valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is valentinecast And the Facebook page is facebook.com/valentinecast.
Hey, if you want to call us, our phone lines are open. 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. My Twitter feed is thecowboy, T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And Renee's Twitter feed is theiceflow, T-H-E-I-C-E-F-L-O-W. I want to thank Desi for doing our album art. I want to thank Pretty Lights Music for allowing us to use their music for our intro and outro. I want to thank Matt Hook for back in the day when they used to sponsor us.
That was awesome.
Once you go hook a life.
Hook a life.
Hook a life. I want to thank Scott Johnson, Brian Ibbett, all you for people that we listened to before us for inspiring us to do
this.
Thank
you. Thank you, Jay, for urging me when I didn't think that it would work out.
And putting up with your snarkiness because you were nervous.
Yes. That's why I was so mean to the first, you know, part of the shows is because I was really nervous, so I just turned to snarkiness.
And thank you, Renee, for putting up with my assholery.
Yeah, it's fun. It makes life worth living.
And most of all, we want to thank you,
definitely,
the listeners, the viewers, for being a part of it and, you know, participating and just letting us share our life with you.
Yeah, and
can't thank you all enough.
Yeah, you all are the sweetest people I know. So, yeah, for sure.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Y'all have a great week.
Bye,
guys. Talk to you later.
See you for 101.
Bye.
Kind of mad with yourself and kind of... Grrr.
Okay, so I won't touch it.